Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
Hey, what's going on, T? How you feeling this day?
Hey, feeling good, Bob, because you know what? The holiday seasons are upon us, and you know this is my favorite time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, we are running another promotion.
That's right. Bring home Top Gun Maverick on 4K UHD disc now. Tom Cruise stars in this spectacular action-packed epic, which critics are calling one of the greatest movies ever made. Buy Top Gun Maverick on 4K UHD disc and dive into the over 80 minutes of incredible behind-the-scenes bonus content available at participating retailers, also available on digital, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures.
Yes, this is going to be a neat promotion because we're actually giving away DVDs on this one. Blu-rays, right, Bob?
All right.
All right. So, Bob.
Yep.
Hi.
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
My mind is always thinking.
Yeah, we know.
I know. Good things. So this here, I read something. So I wanted to throw it into like our podcast here.
Okay.
So say that you're on a business trip, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So of course, business trips, you typically will rent a vehicle. You wouldn't just take your own, right?
Right. So I'm driving on this business trip, not taking a flight.
No, you're not that big in the company yet.
Okay.
you get the economy car.
I'm still driving.
You're still driving.
The economy class.
And there you go.
All right.
So, you know, you pick up your vehicle, you're driving. Say maybe it's like 5 hours away from where you stay.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, get there, get you some rest. You oversleep. It happens. Not a good look for you, though.
On before I go pick up the car.
You got the car. You're on the road.
Okay.
You get to the hotel.
Yeah.
Nighttime, you know, get you some rest because you got an early morning, got a couple of meetings that you have to get to.
Okay.
You oversleep, but not to the point where you're like, you're late for the meeting. You know, you're one of those who like to be up early.
Yeah.
So you like to always be places, maybe say like 45 minutes ahead of time than what you're supposed to be.
Okay. Just like to be on time and be prepared.
If that's what you call on time.
Yeah. I'm punctual. Yeah.
I mean,
you use 45 minutes late.
On time is being on time. It's 10 o'clock and you're there like at 10:05. That's on time.
No. You need a new watch. Go on.
So, you know, you're like, you know, you're tripping. You're like, oh man, you know what I'm saying? You give yourself that allowance, that 45 minute time. So you're rushing. Of course, you don't know the area that you're in. So you get stuck in a little bit of traffic. Say that this pickup truck cuts you off, right? So at this point, you know, forgot to mention, you have a little temper.
Oh, do I?
You do.
Okay.
So you have a little road rage here.
You know,
you're fussing, you're cussing, you're throwing up fingers and, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're a little heated there.
In a different city.
In a different city.
And in my economy car.
In your economy car?
I don't think so.
You're honking on the horn.
That's not,
you
know, a good look. That's not a good look.
I wouldn't say so. But hey, people, you know, people do. Different people.
Yeah.
So like you're honking on the horn, you're flipping people off, cussing folks out. And so this, like I said, this pickup gets in front of you, and the way that you're honking on the horn, 9 times out of 10, you're going to make people mad, right?
Okay.
So, you know, he moves up a little bit, or she, you don't know who's in the vehicle. They brake check you.
All right.
So you're really getting mad now. You know, you're looking at your watch. You're like, oh man. So you finally make it. You make it to your destination with 10 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Well, I know the type of person you are, but, you know, some people may get nervous walking in if they think they're going to be late, they're unprepared. So, you know, it's just starting off to be a bad day for you. Mm-hmm. So you leave out. It's evening time, say maybe about 8 o'clock at night, you know, long meeting. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to make your way up in a company. You're in an economy car. You're trying to get to first class. So you're going to do whatever you have to do. If they tell you, hey, you know, we're going to need you to clean this table up after the bagels and everything is done.
No,
you're
going to do all that. So he's telling me I was in this meeting that started at 10 to 9.
Hey, some meetings go that long, especially if you're in a workshop. You know?
Okay, go on.
So, you know, it's evening time. You get out. You notice the tire is flat.
All right.
you like, you know, this is a messed up day. You know, the trip is not supposed to go like this. So how are you feeling right now?
I'm like, wow, that's messed up. You know, I got a flat tire. So either I call the company that I'm renting this Econo car from and tell them, you know, I got a flat tire. And send somebody out to fix it.
So they said, well, we can't get anyone out there to fix it. But what we can do is we can have somebody tow it back to wherever you're going to be staying at. And then we'll just have another vehicle there for you.
Okay.
You know, is that good for you?
That's cool.
All right. So, you know, you're waiting. They're giving you like an ETA of maybe like 30 minutes. That 30 minutes turns into an hour.
All right.
So you just have
like so it's like 10 to 10 now. So it's 10 o'clock around 10-ish. This car pull up. That's coming to pick my car.
No, you're riding with the tow truck driver. Your vehicle is at the hotel. You know, they said that they will, you know, they're going to swap cars out. You ride with the tow truck driver. Dude, you ain't made it yet. You ain't all right.
there. All right. I'm saying. So, or, yeah, all right, then go on.
Or no, or what? Or what?
Or I can find my way back to the hotel and then this car can get there when it gets there.
Could be, but Uber is going to be a little bit longer than what the tow truck driver was.
All right.
So, tow truck driver pulls up, you know, hooking the car up, doing whatever they do. And, you know, you guys get in. You're not too much of a talkative person at this point because you've had such a bad day.
Yep.
So the driver asks, you know, how's your day going? You know, I see this part is not going so great, but, you know, how's your day been, you know?
It's been long. Just want to, you know, get back to the hotel, give me something to eat. And get to bed.
Oh, are you from around here?
No, I'm a foreigner. I'm not from here.
You're from another country?
I'm a foreigner from around here. Around here is foreign.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Bob. So, okay. So, anyways, so, you know, since you're not from, you know, here, I will tell you that the restaurants close up pretty early. You know, I can, you know, in my route, I can take you, drop you off, but, you know, we can go slide through a drive-thru or something, get you something to eat.
All right, then.
All right, and you probably said in that tone, too, which is not the nicest tone. He's trying to be nice to you.
Hey, I'm just disappointed. That's a disappointed tone.
But at least be kind of friendly to the person that's helping you out. Anyways, he says, you know what? It'll be on me, because it looks like you had a long day.
Oh, no, I'm good. I can handle it. No, don't worry about it. I appreciate it, though, but I got it.
You sure? I even let you supersize. Do they supersize stuff anymore?
Dude.
I haven't had McDonald's in years. Do they supersize?
I don't know. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I can handle me, and I can handle my food.
All right, you know, just trying to be nice to you. You know, around here, we're nice to people.
Dude, I understand. I appreciate the hospitality. But, you know, like I said, I can pay for my own food. And I appreciate you taking me by a drive-through so I can grab something and then go, you know, lay it down.
All right. So, actually, he didn't take you through the drive-through. Now, I think by tow trucks can't get in the drive-through. He just took you to the restaurant. So, you got on that yourself.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And so, anyways, he's trying to hold conversation with you. And you know what I'm saying? And you're just not talking. And he's just like, you know.
No disrespect. You know, I've had a long day. You know, I'm not really a huge talkative person.
Oh, my.
You know, if you don't mind, I would just like to get this car towed back to the spot and not talk a whole lot, you know. Like I say, no disrespect to you. I just had a long day.
Wow. So wherever you're from, I mean, not no disrespect to you, but y'all just rude, huh? Is it that's how it is? What?
And how nothing is. I mean, I just told you what was going on.
Okay. You know, it might be funny that you say that. You know, that you're not too much of a talker. Because you sure had a whole lot of mouth earlier today. You don't remember, do you?
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't remember giving somebody the bird, cussing somebody out?
You got me mistaken.
Nah, I ain't got you mistaken, brother. I know exactly who you are. I remember that car.
Dude, you got me mistaken. Like I said, I've been at this meeting for about half the day.
But on your way to the meeting, say about 8-something this morning, you decided you want to have a little road rage. Maybe next time you need to be a little bit more careful on who you flipping off and who you cussing out.
Yeah, you know, I was having a rough time. I was having a rough start.
Yeah, but you know what? Looks like you're going to have a rough night also.
So what you saying, dude?
So, locks the doors. Child locks. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know child locks. You
can't. Yeah, I know. Child locks. Okay.
You know, I don't take kindly to the words that you said to me earlier.
Dude, I didn't say anything to you. You didn't hear me say anything to
you. Dude, you rolled your window down and you was cussing me out. How can you sit here and say I did not hear you? I heard everything you said. You just couldn't see me because my tent is so dark. But I remember you because I remember this car.
Okay. Like I say, I apologize. Like I say, I was having a bad start to my morning.
Yeah, but I expect an apology to be a little bit better than what it is.
I apologize. I was having a bad start to the morning.
Yeah, it ain't going to work like that.
So what talking
I'm,
about?
So what I'm about to do, you know, I got a little time on my hands. What you about to do? Got a little time on my hands. We're going to go ahead and we're going to drop this vehicle off. But you and I, we got some words. We're going to have some words.
Dude, please. You know what I'm saying? So bam, that's the fight right there in the cab. That's a fight right there in the cab.
Hold on. You about to fight with a dude right that's driving there. You.
Yes. There are stop signs and there are, you know, stop lights.
So what you going to do? Hit him at every stoplight and let him go again? Hit him again?
No, I'm going to get into the fight, you know, and incapacitate him at the light, at one light. And then I'm going to push him over, open up his door, push him out.
Oh, my God. Hey,
this is what I'm believing I'm going to do. Push him out, and I'm going to move mosey on. I'm going to go alone.
So I'm trying to picture the whole thing, Bob. So you're knocking dude out. You're pushing him out the car.
Yep.
And you're going to take over.
In my story, yeah.
So
I'm pull off.
Are you running pull over the dude? You're going to run over him too?
Hey, I'm just pushing my door, and he better watch out. I'm carrying the car behind me. You better watch out.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah. So, well, where else are you going?
I guess you headed back to the hotel. You done ran over the dude.
Yeah, I guess he ain't moved fast enough, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't like when you take over my stores, man.
I'm not trying to take over. That's why I asked you. Keep going.
No, I mean, you put your part in, you know what I'm saying? You done ran over the dude. Now, shoot, you're on America's Most Wanted.
Hey, I'm in a bad situation. I mean, I'm not on America's Most Wanted. I ain't kill nobody with no gun, rob nobody or nothing.
Oh, you know? You're just running over people with a
with his truck. Own truck. Yeah.
In a different state.
Hey, I was in a pinch. I was in a bad situation. I got to take care of me.
Yeah, it looked like your dating got a whole lot worse.
Hey, it has. It seemed like it has.
So did you take the tow truck back to the hotel, Bob?
I did.
Okay. Well, since you did that, the police are there waiting on you, right?
That's cool. I'm going to tell them. I got a story for them.
Okay, and what story are you going to tell them that you done ran over the man with his tow truck?
I'm going to tell them the whole story from the way it started. From the way it started. You know? And this dude got into a fight with me. You know, I got into a fight with him. We both got into a fight. I must have gotten the better of him because he the one that was on the ground. And then he tried to lock me in the spot. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't sound right no way. So I'm lucky to be here to be able to tell my side of the story.
Oh, boy.
That's the way I see it.
All right, Bob.
Now, since you always have a colorful story, what would you do in this story that you just gave me?
Well, I try to resort from road rage.
Whatever.
Well, now, okay.
You just hop behind the wheel, man.
That is not true. That is not true. And you talking about that situation that happened a little bit ago. That lady was different. That was one situation.
I wasn't even talking about it. You were talking about it.
And she shouldn't have been honking her horn like that.
See?
So,
like I said, you hop behind the wheel just mad.
I'm a happy driver. I smile when I'm driving.
Right. All right.
But anyways, situation like that, you know, long day. Yeah, I am one. Like, if it's someplace important and I'm like really, really running behind, I will get like a little nervous. But other than that, it's like, okay, I'm a little behind. It's fine. So,
well, right. You speaking and you 20 minutes late.
Hey, I'm pulling up the driveway. That's early. So, and if I get into the situation where I'm in the car with the person, they're like, and we just did some road rage.
Yeah. What you gonna do?
Pulling up the cell phone. I'm gonna just act like I don't even hear you. Pulling out my cell phone, silently dialing 911.
Please.
What?
You punched your phone and they sitting there talking to you about
I'm acting like I don't hear you.
Road rages you had earlier. So they slapped the phone out your hand.
That's okay, because 911 is still on the line. Still on the line. Location on, matter of fact, before I even call 911, I'm sharing my location with somebody. Because now we're in a situation.
You 5 hours away. I don't care how much you share your location.
Somebody gonna find me. Right. Somebody is going to, hey, even if you're not in the same state, you know how to pick up the phone, call 911. This is where she at. They traveling down this road. They here. Yeah. Somebody going to find me.
Okay.
So, like I said, you talking all that, I did this. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever. They knew you.
I mean, if I did flip you off, you know, I apologize. You know what I'm saying?
Not good enough. I didn't like your apology.
Okay. Well, how would you like me to apologize?
Better than what you just gave me.
I apologize for flipping you off and cursing you out.
Still ain't good enough.
Let me buy you a drink. Would you like a Diet Coke?
Some extra fries.
Hey, you want the extra fries too? No, in a situation like that, yeah. All I can do is apologize. You know, like I said, I'm calling 911, sharing my location. And if anything happened to me, they got it all on tape. Unlike you, I'm not about to knock somebody out unless my life is in jeopardy.
And my life is in jeopardy. I can't get out. I can't get out and dude is threatening me. My life is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah, I mean, then, yeah. You know, I guess once they have that stop sign, but then it's like, how are you still going to get out? If I mace them, I mean, I'm still stuck in the car.
Yeah, you're right.
Pull a body alarm out, it's going to make both of us deaf.
Yeah.
So.
You need to learn some judo or something. Yeah. Keep a knife on you or something.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course that. But then it's like, you're stuck in this confined spot. You know what I'm saying? What more? I mean, what can you do?
Not too much.
I don't know if I've ever been in a tow truck. Like, do they have like back seats? Do they, you know what I'm saying? How far can you go? Is it enough room?
You and the person next to you, and maybe a little room in the middle.
See, in a situation like that, I wouldn't even probably get in. I think I would just have to wait for the Uber. I don't want to be that close to some. Yeah, I can't. And tow truck drivers stink.
Hey, what you mean? That's a blanket statement.
That's a blanket. Ending the episode. Because they're out there all day. I mean, I didn't have to call for a tow truck driver. And I mean, sometimes they
don't. Sometimes they ain't sure.
Oh, I didn't mean for it to come out like that. But I mean, this is real talk about it.
Just have a offended tow truck drivers.
No offense to the tow truck drivers out there. Wow. If you're listening, I will put a disclaimer out there. These are my words, not Bob's. But I've had to call some, and I mean, some just, I mean, it's probably a long day.
They look right.
It's hey, you know what I'm saying? 90-degree weather. I don't know if they have AC in there or not. I don't know. But, okay, moving on. End episode, please.
Okay. So, thank you again for your take on everything, T. You know? Also, make sure you hit us up on Real Talk with Bob and T at gmail.com. We would love to hear what your opinion is on this. What would you do if you're in this crazy situation? They didn't put the child locks on. You can't get out. You got to fend for yourself. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going out just like whatever. I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know? And T just think they stink.
Okay.
You know? First all right.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. What's up, T?
So for your chance to win one of these Blu-ray DVDs, let us know what Bob did in the episode.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
And make sure that you tune in to us every Monday morning, midnight, Sunday going into Monday, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend. You can catch us over there with a brand new episode.
All right.
Followed by the Dr. Randy Show.
That's right.
Make sure you tune in on call with Dr. Randy.
Mm-hmm. So like I always say, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.